Before starting your daily affirmations, I recommend putting your phone on Do Not Disturb so you won't get distracted by a call, text, or notification. I also recommend finding a quiet, relaxing space you can use where you won't be interrupted for 10 to 15 minutes or however long you choose to meditate with your affirmations. I like to take a few minutes to relax and do some breathing work before I start with my affirmations. This helps me to get present, tune out any distractions or chaos that I was, kind of feeling before starting, and to focus on what I'm doing, getting rid of any negative energy or negative thoughts that I have. So this way, when I start my affirmations, I'm in a better mindset and more open to believing the words I'm speaking. Of course, whatever you choose to do before starting your affirmations is entirely up to you. The great thing about affirmations and meditation is that it's a personal experience. So what works for you, do that. So one thing that I do want to say is if your mind wanders, it's okay. Just do your best to bring yourself back to the present moment. And there's nothing better to bring yourself back into the moment and the present than to focus on your breathing, which seems so weird, but it's something that we often take for granted and don't pay much attention to. So when you're being intentional about that deep breathing in and then breathing out, you're very aware of breathing and in being in the moment. So I often find that my mind wanders, and that's what I do to bring myself back. So I just wanted to mention that. Now, I've heard it called breath work. I'm not by any means a guru when it comes to meditation or anything like that, but for me, just to get into the moment before starting and speaking those affirmations out loud, I like to take a couple deep breaths in and obviously release those deep breaths. But as I like breathe in, I'm breathing in a positive thought, a positive word. And then as I'm exhaling, I'm releasing a negative thought or like a negative word. Again, however this works for you, you get to create the experience that works best for you. So I'm just going to walk you through a couple deep breaths and release, and then I will go into the affirmations. So take a deep breath in through your nose, breathing in a positive thought or a positive word. Oh, and release that negative thought or that negative word. Again, breathing in that positive thought or positive word. And release that negative thought or that negative word. Let's do one more big deep breath in. Breathing in that positivity. And releasing that negativity. All right, let's get started with the affirmations. Now you're going to find that the affirmations are broken up into several different sections. At the end of each section, there are a couple review questions. I highly recommend grabbing a journal and a pen and jotting down your answers and just taking a couple minutes to reflect on those. So that's how you'll be able to tell that one section of the affirmations have ended, is because of that those journal questions that you'll hear me read. This section of affirmations is called I Celebrate My Body. So let's get started. I celebrate my body. I am beautiful inside and out. I celebrate my body and work at keeping it strong and healthy. I appreciate the things my body can do. My body keeps me alive and allows me to enjoy my daily activities. I thank my body for the opportunity it allows me, raising a family, doing meaningful work, and more. I treat my body with love and respect. I celebrate my body by moving my body in ways I find enjoyable and fun. I pursue realistic goals based on my body type and health needs. I get adequate sleep and rest. I go to bed and wake up on a consistent schedule that helps me to feel refreshed and restored each morning. I take care of my appearance. I focus on my positive qualities. I build a network of support. I speak out when I witness fat shaming or other inappropriate behavior. Helping others to like their bodies teaches me to appreciate my own. Today, I feel happy and comfortable in my own skin. I avoid comparing myself to others and love my body just the way it is. And now, three self-reflection questions. Question one, how does my media consumption affect the way I think about my body? Question two, what is one thing I like about my body? And question three, what does a positive body image mean to me? This section of affirmations is called, I am proud of my body. I am proud of my body. I have a positive relationship with my body. Therefore, I can live in my physical self with joy. I am thankful for all the many things I can accomplish in the physical world each day. I am proud of my body and all that it does for me. My eyes allow me to read a novel, textbook, or favorite magazine. My fingers help me button my clothes, pick up a pencil to write, or find what I am looking for in a desk drawer. My voice conveys my thoughts and intentions to the world, and my ears hear what is said in return, and my brain powers all of this. What a marvelous machine my body is. I am always able to love my body. My weight may fluctuate. My memories may come and go. Wrinkles may form on my skin as a natural product of aging. But my body has served me all the days of my life, and it continues to do so. For this, I am grateful and proud of my body. When I have a heavy package to lift, my body is there for me. If I cannot pick up the item by myself, my brain helps me find assistance. And if I try anyway and feel pain, I feel grateful and proud of my body for letting me know when enough is enough. Today, I am thankful for all my body does for me. I feel confident in the physical world, and although my abilities may change over time, my body always lets me know what it can and cannot do. I am proud of my body every single day. And there's three self-reflection questions. Question number one, what are some things I do well physically each day? Question two, how does my body let me know when it has had enough? And question three, how can I continue to increase my pride in my body? This section of affirmations is called, I love my body more each day. I love my body more each day. How I take care of myself is an expression of how I feel about myself. One of the most basic ways I show love to myself is to cherish and take care of my physical body. I love my body more each day. I ponder all the things my physical being does for me. The list is never ending. I can walk and communicate with others. My mind allows me to think. My skin is soft. Performing everyday tasks is easy because I have coordination. My body takes good care of me. I love my body more each day. Even though it may sound strange to say, my body is always there for me. My physical being withstands all that life brings. I love my body more each day. My body deals with heat and cold to protect me. It experiences pain to tell me that something needs to be changed. And it works hard when I need it to. I love my body because it helps me live the life I choose. I love my body more each day. When I consider a less than positive choice regarding my physical self, I am reminded of everything my body does for me. Then I reconsider. Do I really want to eat fast food instead of a nutritious meal? Is skipping exercise 2 days in a row the best choice for my body? Is staying out late and getting up early the next day good for me? I love my body more each day. Today, I am in awe of my body's strength and stamina. I recommit to take the best care of my body that I can and to consider my physical self before making decisions. I pledge to love my body more each day. And now for the self-reflection questions. Question number one, how do I feel about my body? Question number two, am I in touch with the ways in which my body protects me and works for me every single day? And question three, what prevents me from loving my body? This section of affirmations is called, I feel comfortable in my body. I feel comfortable in my body. I appreciate my body and the many things it does for me each day. I like the way it looks and moves. I feel comfortable in my body. I define what is beautiful to me. I follow my own standards instead of judging myself according to fashion magazines or weight loss books. I feel comfortable in my body. I accept my body as it is. Each part is marvelous in my eyes. I feel comfortable in my body. I have the confidence and courage to participate in any activity I like without worrying what I look like or how others perceive me. I am at ease wearing a bathing suit or being the first party guest to get out on the dance floor. I feel comfortable in my body. I honor my body by taking care of it. I feel comfortable in my body. I work out because my focus is making my body healthier instead of thinner. I feel comfortable in my body. I manage stress and make sleep a priority. Adequate rest fights inflammation and helps my body to heal. I feel comfortable in my body. I enjoy pampering myself. I schedule spa days. I relax at home with a soothing face mask and a cup of tea. I feel comfortable in my body. Today, I give thanks for my body. I enjoy being strong and fit. I treat my body like my home. I feel comfortable in my body. And now for your self-reflection questions. Question number one, how do I feel when I look in a mirror? Question two, what is one body part I want to show a little more love to? And question three, how does self-compassion help me to accept my body? All right, now that you've listened to the affirmations, I wanted to give you some other suggestions. So I would like to say that doing daily affirmations is this quote-unquote magical, you know, transformation where you say an affirmation and boom, you believe it. Unfortunately, affirmations are not that magical. You have to work at them. And for me and my personal journey with body love and accepting my body the way it is, I'm a big girl, you guys. So to get to the point where I am today, where I boldly and confidently, but most of all, unapologetically take up space in this world as a fat woman, affirmations were a huge part of my journey. Of course, there was a whole lot more to this journey than that. But for me, what I did with my affirmations is I would, I would like meditate on them daily. And if there was one affirmation that, I could speak it, but I didn't yet believe it, I would spend more time on that one, and I would just like focus on just that one for, you know, several days. Sometimes there was some that I had to focus on for several weeks, and I would just focus on that until I could speak that with complete confidence, and I believed those words that were coming out of my mouth. Now, the other thing that I did with affirmations was I wasn't just meditating on them daily. I was also writing them in my journal, and I would also write them on the sticky note and stick them on my bathroom mirror or stick them by my computer desk so that I would see them every day. And the point of doing that is because with affirmations, I found like what personally worked is you can't just say it once and like be done with it. You have to kind of, again, you know, put in that work and just repeat those affirmations until you can confidently say that affirmation and actually believe, what you're speaking. I'm so excited that you picked up these, you know, loving your body affirmations. And I just truly hope that they bring some help to you in embracing and loving your body because you are beautiful just the way you are.